A Lenten devotional for March 5th, 2020, based on Genesis 39, verses 1 to 23, by the Reverend Dr. Tammy Hooker. As a prison chaplain, I read with great interest a number of stories about inmates who spent decades in jail, only to be exonerated and released. But one story was different. It was about an inmate I had known and had been blessed to work with for years. When I heard what had happened at court, I looked up the news articles. The pictures all showed him wearing the same smile that he had on his face most of the time I'd encountered him as an inmate. Sure, there were days when he was a bit discouraged, and he was always ready to tell someone he hadn't met before that he had been wrongly convicted. But I don't ever recall his being bitter or taking his anger or disappointment out on anyone else. I wonder how he did it day after day for more than 21 years. I'm not sure that I could have done it. We live in a fallen world where family members or people with power are vengeful because they haven't gotten what they wanted, and where oppressive and unfair circumstances can all harm the innocent. It's tempting, when it happens to us, to put on our victim label and to think that, because we're wearing it, we're entitled to act out and treat others badly or be angry with God. But Joseph and my friend, both wrongly convicted prisoners, show us a different way. It doesn't require that we stop working for justice, but it does involve refusing to grant the actions of others, or even our circumstances, the power to change who we are and what we do. That power rightfully belongs only to God, who claims us as God's own, who is with us in our times of struggle and disappointment, and who finds a way to show us such great favor in our most challenging circumstances that it is apparent even to those outside the faith. Holy God, when we are tempted to claim the right to behave badly toward others or toward you because of what has happened to us, remind us of Joseph's integrity, even as a man sold into slavery in Potiphar's house by his own family, and as a man sent to prison for doing the right thing. Remind us that our Savior bore the injustice of being wrongly accused and condemned, so he knows our struggles when we are treated in an unjust way. Help us to hold on to our integrity and our trust that you will be with us even in times of trial. And may our actions be a witness of this belief to others. Amen.